are listening to Christian Family Values with your host, Christian from Philly, the Joker, and Big Mama. Brought to you by World Generation Podcast Network and in part by BenSound.com. And now, Christian Family Values.
What a motherfucker. This is me, Christian, from Philly, and welcome to Christian's Family Values. We're not fucking PG, by the way. Don't let the title fool you. We're
That's
not fucking
right.
PG. We're not PG. But, wow, what a fucking roller coaster this past week has been. Fucking good was in Saturday, and throughout Monday and Tuesday was utter fucking shit, especially Monday.
Yes.
Well, we'll get to that in a moment, but first, let me introduce you to my co-host. It's my fucking parents. Say hello to my big mama. Say hello to my big mama.
Big mama in the house. Big mama in the house. Thank you. Thank you, son.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you.
Okay. I just ate dinner afterwards before the show.
Oh, my God.
I'd rather eat more food than watch WWE right now. But enough about that. Ladies and gentlemen, he's known as the Night Shroud, and he's also known as the Joker, but he's simply my dad. Give a round of applause to him.
Hey. How you doing, wrestling fans out there? Thank you, Christian, for having me in your show.
That's Yogi Bear, ladies and gentlemen. Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have a great show.
Yeah, a great show bashing fucking WWE. So before we start on the wrestling show that did matter this past Saturday, let's recap what happened on Raw. And there are failed attempts at fucking fighting back at a three-letter company known as AEW.
Rob, oh, my Lord.
Rob did this past week on Memorial Day, May 27th. What a fucking show. First of all, let me tell you the ratings they drew this week. A whopping 2.0 at first, but now it went down to 1.6.
Wow. That's a big leap.
That's a fucking disgrace. The only good thing they did on that show was the Memorial Day tribute. That was the only good thing on Raw. That's it.
Yes.
I agree. Dog shit. I'm fucking sick and tired of this wild card rule bullshit. I am sick and tired of it. It's not fucking helping. It's making things actually worse than it already is. People are getting confused of which brand each wrestler is in. People are confusing if Drew McIntyre is on Raw or SmackDown. We have the fucking SmackDown, the re-champion, opening up fucking Raw. Fucking utter chaos. So let's recover why this show is fucked up from, all right. First hour, there was no fucking wrestling, all right? The first fucking hour of Raw was fucking commercial breaks and fucking talking. A whole hour of no wrestling.
Yes.
Fucking Brock Lesnar with boombox and all that shit. Then we go to I don't even want to consider the first match of the whole night. Fucking Shane McMahon versus a fucking loser named Lance Onawayu, whatever the fuck he wants to call himself. Fucking Roman Reigns' cousin or whoever the fuck that guy is. That was fucking awful. People were literally chanting in the crowd live on TV, this is fucking awful.
This is fucking awful.
They were chanting, this is awful chants in the first fucking hour. The first fucking hour already, people were chanting, this was fucking awful.
Yep.
Fucking
it's
load
true.
Of shit. Then the second hour, we had two matches, which was fucking shit. fucking Becky Lynch and Nikki Cross versus the fucking Blunders, the iconic cunts, known as the fucking iconic. The iconic cunts.
Oh,
I'm going to say again, Batman, I'm sorry for this. They're fucking useless. I'm sorry. If you like them, you have your opinion. But in my opinion, they're fucking garbage, all right? These bitches are never funny. They're not funny. They're fucking horrible wrestlers. And fuck out of here if they deserve the fucking tag titles. Because when are these two fucking belts ever going to be fucking defended on a fucking pay-per-view? These fucking bitches won at WrestleMania, and we're already at almost at fucking June already. We're in June already, and these bitches haven't even defended these titles once. Not fucking once. Not fucking
once. I think as female wrestlers go, they're idiots. I mean, I have never seen such, oh my lord, idiots. And then their voices and how they, oh my god, it's
they're
a whining,
funny.
Like, they
not
want,
funny.
Oh, no, they're not
then
funny.
They're
horrible.
And then there's the Irish bitch herself, who, by the way, didn't do fucking anything in this entire show. She didn't even cut a promo. She didn't do a backstage interview. She didn't do nothing this past week. She didn't say how she wants to get fucking Lacey Evans back. She didn't say anything about trying to get the SmackDown Women's title back. She didn't mention Bayley at all. She didn't mention nothing. All she did was do nothing in a match, and then she took the rest. What the fuck is wrong with this company? And then we go to fucking Ricochet and Cesaro. I don't give a fuck how many good matches these two fucking get. There's no fucking story behind it, and it's fucking bullshit. And I don't give a fuck if Ricochet won. I already gave up on Ricochet because apparently WWE has already given up on him too. Then there's the fucking third hour. Then there's the fucking third hour where fucking Sami Zayn did a fucking talk fucking interview segment on a fucking electric chair. That's a fucking good idea, isn't it? On Memorial Day, have a fucking electric chair. Nothing says from Memorial Day.
That was kind of creepy.
Well, actually, that was the best part in the Raw on Monday. When that little girl said, a doll.
No, I hated it.
Yes, that was the best part.
No, it wasn't. Nothing says Memorial than a fucking executioning chair. Nothing celebrates Memorial Day than more death. That's good. That's a good tribute right there. And
it's
then
kinda, it was
fucking,
kinda creepy.
And then you have Sami Zayn mention AEW, which was unscripted, by the way. So he's going to get fucking sacked. He's going to get fucking punished for that. And I think he did it on purpose just to get fired. And I don't fucking blame him because that fucking company is a dumpster fire, WWE. And then Sami Zayn and Seth Rollins had a fucking match, and then that's about it. I don't give a fuck about this Raw. This Raw was nothing. There was no wrestling on this fucking Raw. Three wrestling matches. Two fucking three wrestling matches, and then the rest was fucking talking and fucking infomercials. And then you have fucking, there was another match, a Fatal 4-Way, but I don't give a fuck about that match because the logic was ruined there. They couldn't make up whether this match was an elimination match or a fucking singles match, singles fall. Baron wins, so guess what? Baron Corbin is now in a fucking world championship match. What a good pay-per-view this Saudi Arabia is looking, isn't it? We have fucking Lars Sullivan versus three Mexicans, fucking Baron Corbin versus Seth Rollins again. We have fucking Triple H versus Randy Orton again. What a fucking good pay-per-view this is turning out to be. What a delight. What a delight for fucking Saudi Arabia. And then, what a good fucking pay-per-view this is looking out to be. What's your final thoughts on Raw?
On me?
Yeah, Yuma.
Oh, well, it was nonstop talking, no action. And then, like the Joker said, the little girl was so, it was the highlight of the whole entire show. It was Nothing. It was even Sami Zayn talking and asking, I mean, answering questions. He was very sarcastic, very rude. I'm guessing that's his character, but he didn't come across funny at all. And that stupid electric chair, that was creepy, very, very creepy, you know. But then the whole Brock Lesnar thing, he's acting like a cornball now with that boombox and pretending that he's like hip and he, you know, like.
Well, actually, I want to buy the boombox.
You want to buy it?
Yeah, I want to buy the boombox.
Okay. The boombox.
That's a nice boombox.
I don't know what kind of music he was hearing, but it wasn't, I don't think it was a great music selection there. I mean, the guy, I don't think he even knows about music. And he's so dumb, man, just to run with that stupid skit about having a boombox. That is disgraceful. Disrespectful, disgraceful, and, you know, what?
That's why he was listening to the boombox.
Oh, my. I just didn't get it. I don't know why he got in so low. I really don't get it. I just don't get it. The whole entire show was a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right, Christian. For the exception is the memorial, you know, highlights and all that. That was nice. And it was, you know, appropriate that they did that. But other than that, it sucked royally. And it's just not very entertaining anymore to see WWE.
Yeah. Well, let's stop talking about WWE and start talking on a pay-per-view that happened this past Saturday. And that was AEW Double or Nothing, the first pay-per-view of the new wrestling company. Owner is Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks and everybody. People, I would like to say that this was the best pay-per-view of the year. There were a few mistakes here and there, but all in all, it was a great pay-per-view. Better than what WWE put on the last couple of fucking years, especially fucking Money in the Bank. The past month, it was fucking shit Money in the Bank. Compare Money in the Bank to AEW Double or Nothing. Now, I'd rather take Double or Nothing. Because at least there was no at least it was good fucking wrestling instead of bullshit wrestling we had in Money in the Bank. So,
absolutely.
Let's review Double or Nothing. The first two matches of the pre-show was a casino battle royale. The winner was Hangman Page. He's part of the Young Bucks group. You know, the Elite.
Yeah.
And he won. And now he and the winner of the main event on the pay-per-view, which you already know, will face each other for the first ever AEW World Championship in the next pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So, let's get on with it. I enjoyed this match. It was a good pre-show match. A lot of great spots. It's a better pre-show matches than the other pre-show matches we had in fucking WWE. Because guess what? There's no fucking talking. There's not a fucking booth that fucking talks forever.
There's a lot of action.
Yeah. And if there is talking, it's short-lived, and it's trying to build up the fucking pay-per-view with fucking vignettes. Fucking, let's compare that to the WWE's fucking pre-shows. You see three or four idiots on a fucking desk talking for a fucking hour or two about fucking matches that we know is going to happen, and they don't show fucking vignettes at all. It's fucking bullshit. And then when we finally
get the
fucking print.
Christian, I don't know how these fans could fill up the seats in WWE and spend money like that, knowing that they're not going to get a good show anymore.
I don't understand that. Because they're selling the tickets for free. That's why. They're selling tickets for free. They're desperate.
Selling tickets for free.
They got those tickets half price.
No, they sell for free.
Well, they sell it for free.
Here, take the tickets.
Okay.
I'll pay you to take them.
They do pay the people to stay in the show. They do pay them.
Let me tell you. Christian, I agree with you with this new era right now with AEW. They brought me back to my day. Oh, listen, awesome. Come on. I have said the last two segments before that, if you really want to get some excitement, bring some small people. But really, a man that has no legs? Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yes.
This was incredible. That man, no legs, fighting against all those people. I mean, really, that had me on my chair like, wow. Intensified
excited.
In the TV. Totally excitement. I mean, this guy really was fighting for the title.
And fingers was flicking here.
Oh, yeah. He was really good. Flicking fingers fingers there, and everywhere. Listen, like you said, Christian, son, WWE, I mean, whoever's writing this,
so fucking
they don't know. I mean, not nobody's home. And also, come on. If it was Memorial Day, that whole hour that they had without nothing, what they should have done was an honor for Memorial Day, really.
No,
not all this talking.
Not a whole hour, no.
You know?
No, not a whole hour. That was, it's true. Fans are tuning in to see a good show.
A whole hour. I'm over here in my chair with my stuff, and I'm looking at the TV, waiting for excitement to happen like AEW did. I mean, from the beginning, this wrestlers came out and did their thing, one after the other. I mean, it was impact, like action impact wrestling, like the old days.
It was intense, and it sent like chills up my spine, and it was like electric. I mean, oh my God. I mean, they should give WWE, they're giving a run for their money. And I don't know, but I think they're going to recruit more WWE wrestlers.
And I actually believe that one wrestler should turn over. That would be Ricochet. Ricochet will do great at AEW.
I could tell
you, is money in the bank.
Yeah. He will definitely fit in that campaign.
Yes.
Next was the other pre-show match, which didn't take long either, because these pre-shows are better than fucking WWE, was Sammy Guevara versus Kip Sabin. It was a great match. Good athletes, great fucking fast fucking match. No fucking headlocks or any gay shit that WWE does. Fucking great. We got to see people fucking flying and shit. Unlike WWE, they hardly fucking fly.
Yeah, and their moves and their technique is different and more athletic. And I guess because the WWE has the older wrestlers still there, I don't know what is it that they don't want them to get hurt or something, or it's just compare apples to oranges, like they say. There's no way that WWE can really go to that level anymore, not even with the young new wrestlers either.
NXT, it's sort of good, but it's still garbage, because now NXT used to be good, but now it's starting to be bad too now, because there's no major stars in NXT either. I mean, all the people are in the main roster, and in the main roster, they're getting fucked over. Look at fucking Aleister Black. This motherfucker has been drafted to SmackDown, and he has not been on SmackDown since he got fucking drafted. So is Buddy Murphy. Fuck out of here. Joker, what's your response to the fucking other pre-show match?
Oh, it was totally great. I mean, like Big Mama said, these guys are very athletic, and they give you a show and they give you run for your money. And, like, I always have said, like, WWE right now, mostly all their wrestlers are pretty boys. And the more money they make, the less they want to do, because I'm pretty sure that they're sending contracts. They're sending contracts.
That's not true. They want to do more.
They're signing contracts. They say, I don't want to hurt my middle finger or my little pinky because they don't want to get hurt.
Their name is
wrestling.
Their name is wrestling. WWE won't let them want to do their wrestling.
I think that Christian has a point. I side with Christian on this. They are making a limited amount of money, and they figure, okay, if you want roughness on the ring, you got to pay me more. And WWE doesn't want to pay more.
Look at Leo Rush. Even though Leo Rush is a fucking prick, in my opinion, the fact remains, they weren't fucking paying the guy. They weren't giving him no fucking money. And he got fired. They secretly fired him. So they fucked him over there. Even though he's a fucking prick, they didn't fucking pay him. He was getting no fucking money. He basically was doing this all for fucking free.
And
that's fucked. At their part, that's fucked.
The way I see it,
if you want to fucking be a pretty boy and you want to do good, go to a beauty pageant contest and there. The name of this is called wrestling, not a beauty pageant.
Yeah, but WWE isn't wrestling anymore. It's fucking entertainment now.
Yes. It's like a soap opera.
Even though they don't know what the fucking word entertainment means, because this is not fucking entertaining at all.
Exactly.
I have told you, Christian, if you want wrestling to come back, give me blood. I want some blood in the ring. And guess what?
Yeah.
AEW brought that back with Cody and his brother.
So we start the main show with a six-man tag between the SCU versus I don't know what the Japanese team were. I completely forgot about the Japanese team name. But it was a great match, a great six-man tag. It was a great fucking way to start the show. And you know what? AEW once again proves that any six-man tag could be fucking great. Unlike WWE. Let's compare fucking WWE's Raw six-man tag with this six-man tag. Which is fucking better? The fucking slow-ass fucking team of fucking Drew McIntyre, fucking Baron Corbin, and Bobby Lashley versus the same fucking people? The six-man tags are fucking awful? Or this six-man tag that has fucking fast wrestlers, better wrestlers, and actually wrestlers that people actually like? If you say WWE, you might as well fucking hang up right now because you're wrong.
WWE is fucking up royally. I mean, in regards to Drew McIntyre, he's acting like a bodyguard, not a wrestler. He has a job as a bodyguard. What?
I feel bad for Drew. He's getting fucked over.
Yeah.
It wasn't part of his fucking deal. He was supposed to be the top heel in fucking WWE for fucking Raw side, but now he's getting fucked over because of this whole fucking Shane McMahon push that nobody fucking wanted, and it's fucking stupid. I don't know what the fuck they're doing with this whole Shane McMahon shit. But it better end around SummerSlam, because I am not fucking dealing with this shit no more. With Shane McMahon and this bullshit, unless they give up, because this whole thing is just to fucking bring CM Punk. Because that's what this whole thing is about. Trying to get fucking CM Punk back in the WWE.
Do you think he will come back?
Fuck no.
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to come back to a mess like that. I mean, I don't think CM Punk wants to be part of that. And I understand. Right? I mean, I don't think so. I hope he's not intending to come back. You know?
I don't.
I'll tell you one thing. Six-man tag wrestling. Come on. AEW killed it. Where you are talking about minutes and you are talking about 15 to half an hour. Six-man wrestling and hitting and doing stunts and doing all kind of stuff. Meanwhile, WWE have a three-man tag championship, and it only lasts 2 minutes. What is going on?
Uh-huh.
Yep. What is going on?
Yeah.
It don't give you nothing. It reminds me again when Mike Tyson used to come to the ring. I used to go and get my popcorn, come back. The match was over.
And he's done. Yep.
And it was
that's
done.
True.
You know, honestly, the pay-per-view for AEW was a little pricey, but it was worth it. It was worth seeing it.
Yeah, I agree.
Even though I'm going to be paying it for a whole year, but it was worth it.
Well, it's true. It was spicy, but it was worth every single cent. It was very exciting from beginning to end, and I'm not going to go ahead of myself. I'm going to wait until Christian mentions the end, but I was, like, at the edge of my seat. I was so excited. I was screaming. I was, like, I didn't know where to go, because it was so good, you know?
Well, it reminds me when me and you got together. It was good.
Yeah, that what? It was like 4th of July? Really? Really? Who were you with? Huh? Who were you with?
Fireworks.
Not me. Hey, Christian, I'm sorry. Cover your ears. Not me. Not Big Mama.
All right, so the next match was a fatal four-way women's match. It was a good women's match. It was Britt Baker, Karma, an Indian woman, and a Bailey copycat. But, you know, it was a good match.
Yeah.
Britt Baker won.
It was
What's
interesting.
Your response,
bro? It was interesting. I mean, they have a whole different kind of... I don't think the women side of wrestling is still too popular in AEW, because they're focusing on the men wrestler right now. But it was very good. It was very entertaining. And compared to all this bullshit of the female wrestlers, it's just... I have had it with Becky. I mean, come on. Now she's Becky One Belt, and now pretty soon she's going to be Becky No Belt. And I have had it with that story. I have had it with the Iconics. These bitches are irritating as hell. I get earaches every time I hear my ears bleed every time I hear these girls talking. They're that dumb. They can't wrestle. I mean, come on. Please give us good female wrestlers. I mean, there's nothing anymore there. It's the same old boring stuff in the same old boring storyline. I like what AEW is doing, and I feel bad because I'm a loyal, well, I'm a loyal fan still of WWE from the past. The present is something else. I don't know. I'm very disappointed. How about you?
What about you, Joker?
Well, that match was awesome. I mean, when I saw that gladiator coming down the line to face all this woman, and Cody's wife said, "I want something new," and then that lady came out. Wow! I mean, I was wondering about that wrestler a long time ago. What happened to her? And
who?
Seeing
which
her
one?
Back in the ring.
Karma.
What was her name?
Karma.
Karma.
I mean, Karma. She brings out a lot of adrenaline in the ring. And mind you, the one that she faced too, they had a lot of adrenaline trying to get her down. I mean, it's not easy to try to take down a mountain, you know? And had an Apache the same size of her, that would have been a total different match, and it would have been great, you know?
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
you have to weigh the scenario with WWE and now with this new company. Let me tell you, no way, not even half of the adrenaline that I got with AEW and with WWE females. There's no comparison whatsoever. I mean, don't get me wrong with Becky Two Belt, like you said, a big mama.
She's not Two Belt anymore.
No, she's going to be Brown Belt. Don't worry.
She's going to have no belt. It's Becky.
Exactly.
No belt.
No belt whatsoever. And there's not a female in WWE at this moment that you could say, wow, what a match.
I agree.
Not even with Charlotte. No. Charlotte don't even got not even 1 inch of what AEW brought this pay-per-view. It was awesome.
Yes. I agree, 100%. I agree with the Joker. Yes, it was exciting. It was new. It was fresh. Not the same old boring dialogue. And oh my Lord, I can't. I'm like, no, I can't see another promo cut by Becky and the same old bullshit.
You would think if WWE saw AEW what they did,
they're watching.
They would have they would have brought it up. They would have brought something up. And no, they didn't. Instead, they brought it down. It doesn't make no sense. Not nobody home.
But they're watching. I'm sure they are. But they're watching. WWE's watching and seeing. For the first time, I think in a long time, they have competition right now, and the competition is AEW, and they have to be.
Why do you think about that, Chris? Why do you think WWE got competition down?
29, which one? Year what?
No, not year, now.
Do they got competition now?
Yeah, against AEW now.
Yes.
Exactly. And, you know, they have to be careful. Because they're going to steal more of their wrestlers away, even though, you know, they might start them off, you know, with
with a decent contract,
not even, and then built up. Not even WCW was better than AEW at all, and no contest whatsoever. I mean, it brought me back to my childhood. I love it.
The next match was a tag team match between the team of Best Friends and I forgot the name of the other wrestlers' team, but it was a great match too. And then there was another tag team that debuted, so that's a good thing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Chris.
It was a great match. So what do you think about the match, Ma?
About the AEW tag match?
Yeah, the other tag match.
I personally liked Young Bucks.
The Best Friends match, Ma.
Oh, the Best Friends. The gimmick is a little kind of weird, but it kind of worked on the arena very well. I mean, Best Friends, come on. That's kind of like, but it worked. They were good. They were very good.
Yeah, there was moments there they were looking at each other too much.
They were what?
Looking at each other too much. I mean, get yourself a better name than Friends, really.
the name was stupid. I mean, the whole gimmick about Best Friends was kind of stupid, but they were good wrestlers.
No, because they're best friends. They're best friends.
Well, they're for real in real life, or are we talking about just a
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Okay, well, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't, but I think that we're good.
That sounds like you come to my house and say, "Hey, honey, look, my best friend." What? No.
You're crazy. You are crazy. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, Christian, was that the match with the two guys that they were like, they were dressed like Elvis Presley?
No.
Oh, no. Wow.
They are brothers?
No. Yeah, they're brothers, but it wasn't them.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the other tag match. Yeah?
Yeah, maybe you're confused. About another.
No, there were many tag matches, so I don't blame them being confused.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna tell you one thing. That tag team match with the underground wrestlers was awesome, and that was for a belt match.
Yeah.
And it had me in my seat. I couldn't even get up. I think I had crazy glue on my outfit because it was totally awesome. These two cats are awesome. They look so young. They are brothers, but they are terrific. And then, on top of that, Oregon and his brother Phoenix, wow. Underground wrestlers, that they are so totally awesome. With their tricks in the air and, I mean, going over the top of the road and landing in the bottom. I mean, it had me intense.
You remember when they did the double flip in the air and then land perfectly on the other wrestler? It was like, oh, my God, breathtaking to me. It was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm chewing all my nails. I can't leave.
I have to buy your whole. I have to buy your whole set of fake nails.
Yeah, because I ate them all. I bit them all. Yeah, it was like, wow.
I tell you, It's just a way, way, way different to try to get, I mean, try to get back your belts, and these guys did not let them take it back. But to try to get those belts back, they really work for them. Not like WWE. I mean, come on. They don't respect the belts in WWE at this
moment. Oh, my God.
Really?
That stupid belt
they have,
that made up.
Yeah, that belt they made up. I mean, that's ridiculous. 24/7. I mean, 24/7.
Wow. Nobody holds it for 24 hours, not even one day. That's what's the call. Why it's called 24/7. They're idiots, like, all fighting for a stupid, ugly belt that a five-year-old probably designed. You know?
Yeah.
And that's
where I'm coming from, because right now, remember when Foley brought that belt, and now Bret Hart brings this gorgeous belt to AEW.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
now that was a belt.
Yeah, but the fucking old idiot fucks up and he doesn't show the fucking belt on camera. The fucking idiot.
But you can't blame him. He's old. I think all those knocks on his head and punches, I think he's losing it. Like, he doesn't seem himself anymore.
Yes, he's gone. He's gone.
And,
nobody home.
Like,
knock, knock.
Yeah, nobody's home. Nope.
Nobody
not
home.
Knocking. Nobody's home. Yeah, but the belt.
Well, fuck him.
It was,
beautiful. Still fuck him. We'll still fuck him.
Well, no, I know
fuck
how
him.
You feel about him, so.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to. Let's see what the six woman Japanese women match. I don't know any of these women, but it was a good match too. We're not gonna talk anything about that match because we didn't understand it. So let's skip that.
Mm-hmm.
Next was the most important match. Here's where the important matches started to kick in. Cody Rhodes versus his brother Dustin Rhodes. And what I can this was a fucking awesome match. There was fucking blood. There was fucking tears. Better acting than WWE's ever fucking done. It was a great fucking match. Match of the year, in my opinion.
Yes. Very entertaining, Christian. Wow. That's the only word I could say. Wow. It was entertaining. They had blood. Dustin had blood all over his head, his face, his eyes. And then he transferred over to his brother. He had his brother's blood on him. And then I like the most thing that I like is at the end when he extended his hand. And, you know, decided to work with his brother instead of again. And that's a good storyline right there, but it was so entertaining. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. Loved it. Loved Cody's new look. He looks bigger and stronger and tougher. I loved it.
Yeah, he must have spent a lot of money on the hair.
Well, yeah, but he looked, to me, so different, so amazing, and, I mean, the guy is doing it for himself now, and he really is. What do you think about that, Chris?
It was great. It was a good match.
Uh-huh.
I loved it. That's all I got to say.
Well, I got more to say to that. I got more to say about that match. I mean, I will say it like this. Loved it. Because guess what? I said it. Blood. Give me blood and you will see results. I mean, this man is bleeding all over the ring. You could see it every time he stopped, the gush of blood coming down.
Ooh,
he looked like a tomato juice machine. That's what he looked to me. A tomato juice machine squeezing that blood out of his head. Okay? I mean, at one point, he stopped and he said, I'm getting Uzi. Okay?
Uzi.
And his brother is still hitting him and hitting him. Really, I mean, it's like, it reminded me in the when you was young and you had your brother and they had went at it. And they didn't stop to one of them say, time out, time out.
No,
but guess
when
what?
one of them started bleeding, but in this case, he didn't give a damn. I mean, Cody kept hitting and hitting and hitting. Oh, Lord. It was, I loved every minute of it. I'm sorry, but that's true entertainment.
Yes, 45 minutes of pure blood. I haven't seen this like in ages. I mean, this was the kind of wrestling I used to see when I was a young kid. People getting blood all over the place, all over the ring, all over themselves. Come on, no medics whatsoever anywhere, and bleed yourself out. But guess what? Cody did one thing. He studied. Again, he went back to the roots of wrestling. And
the
that's
legacy,
what it
the
counts.
Legacy. But remember
he
when his father, Dusty Rose, used to do that. He used to I love Dusty Rose.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
When Dusty used to come out of there with his blonde hair and everything, you know, it was blonde and red together.
Yeah.
And he didn't care. Yes. He kept fighting and fighting. Guess what? I know Cody remembered those days in the era of his father, Dusty Rose. And guess what? He brought it back. And I love Cody for that, for bringing
back
that
back.
Entertainment.
He went back to
the truth. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And I'm so glad that he brought it back to AEW. Unfortunately, WWE, they forgot about that, even though, meanwhile, they were talking, they were showing the good things about WWE, but guess what? They're not bringing it no more. They need to start getting back to their roots. Bring back that fire.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Joker, 100%. They need that excitement, that fire, ignite that fire again and go back to your roots.
I just want WWE to die.
No, Christian. I mean, WWE, no matter what, wait, listen. No matter what, WWE has been in the business for a very, very, very long time. And I'm still loyal. No, wait. I'm still loyal to WWE. Simply
and
because.
So am I. I'm loyal. That's why I wanted to die.
No, I would love it to improve. I would love it to go back to the old roots.
It's never
going to
improve because it's never going to improve because Vince McMahon is still the owner of this company.
I think Vince should retire. Not for long. I think he should hang his hat up.
He's never going to do it. Not until the day he dies, he'll never give up ownership of the company.
Pretty soon the WWE
company is going to be called the SOM. The Samoan
What's
company.
What's that? The what?
The Samoan company.
The Samoans are getting look like fucking jokes anyway.
They brought another cousin.
Who couldn't even fight.
Who gives a fuck about that?
He didn't know how to fight.
Who cares about that?
But how many family members are you gonna bring in? For God's sake,
trust me,
they got a whole bunch.
But anyway, when they mentioned The Rock's name, nobody fucking cheered on Monday. Nobody
that's true.
Nobody fucking cheered when they mentioned Rock's name.
That was surprising to me. It was very surprising. But then again,
The Rock.
I think The Rock, in my opinion, Chris, The Rock sold out. I'm sorry.
He didn't sell out.
He's a sellout. So,
no, he didn't.
Moving right along.
Rock didn't do anything. I don't know why they didn't pop for The Rock. He's hardly in WWE. I don't know why they wouldn't pop for him. He's busy making movies.
Uh-huh.
He has a life outside of this fucking company.
Well, maybe I got to give it to the man. He was smart enough to leave when, you know, the time was right. And he's making a name for himself as a celebrity.
Not even John Cena wants to come back. Not even John Cena wants to fucking come back.
He hasn't done no movies. Lately, he hasn't done no movies.
Yeah, nothing.
Yes, he
does.
Yes, he has. The fucking one with fucking, you know, the guy from the Transporter movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was in that bit part that in the Bumblebee. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no,
but
that's
the last.
That was John Cena.
I know it was John Cena, Chris.
We're talking about Rock.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, The Rock. No, I haven't seen him. The last movie I saw of The Rock was that stupid movie about, what was it? I forgot the name. That's how unforgettable it was.
Listen, Big Mama, Chris. That's why this wrestler is are beginning to be a piece of shit because they are taking them from what they do best to put them doing movies and commercials. Leave those wrestlers alone. Let them get their ass kicked in the ring.
Exactly.
All right.
Why are they doing movies?
All right. Well, let's finish this review with the two last matches. Don't get me started, Chris. Was the Young Bucks versus Lucha? Stop interrupting me.
Sorry. I'm excited. I'm excited about the end. Sorry.
The Lucha Brothers versus the Young Bucks in a great fucking tag match. It was the best tag match of the night. The right team won.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been announced that Cody and Goldust will face the Young Bucks in the next pay-per-view. Let's see how
that one goes.
It's going to be a good match. And there's going to be a storyline behind it. There's going to be a good storyline. But other than that, it was a great match. So how do you what was the tag match?
Are you yawning
I see it that if it's going to be the Cody and his brother against the Young Bucks is going to be exciting. I mean, they still got it together, but I go with the Young Bucks because these guys, they are awesome. I mean, these guys got them together. They know what they're doing. All their tricks, all their athletic abilities are awesome.
And
they hit hard. They hit hard.
I'll tell you what,
those guys, they got the belt and they're wearing it well.
Yes. I'm not too familiar with them, but they're very young. They're very athletic. I think mainly it's because they're young and they're able to do a lot more in the ring and a lot more stunts and do more tricks than the older wrestlers. And that's exciting. That's what brings the crowd in, you know, because they do a lot more in the ring. But I liked them. I really, really did.
Yeah,
I really liked
them. They were really good. They were very impressive, and I'm going to tell you, they had me. I mean, when you got four wrestlers in the ring and all the fans are sitting up, they're not sitting down, they're sitting up, and chanting for these people. This is awesome. Yes,
yeah.
It is awesome because they were great.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. It was like electrifying, I think.
Yes, it was.
All right, now it's time to talk about the main event. Chris Jericho versus Kenny Omega. The winner would face Hangman Page for the AEW World Championship. Of course, Chris Jericho won in a great match, but let's talk about the most exciting part. Dean Ambrose, also known as Jon Moxley, officially debuting and joining AEW. Attack everybody. Attack Jericho. Attack Kenny Omega. It was a great fucking moment in wrestling history. And Dean Ambrose has been lying to Vince McMahon saying he would re-sign, but it was all a fucking lie. And don't be surprised if that stupid bitch Renee Young gets punished for it.
Yeah, well, I think in that case, it's a little bit of a conflict of interest because she's stuck maybe with a contract with WWE and her man is debuting with a competitor. What's that? A competition.
Competitor.
That's what I'm trying to say. Competitor. And there might be some kind of problem there. But she's not a wrestler. She's just a commentator, which she's not that great at either. But I think, going back to Chris Jericho, you got to admit, that was a good match. And you know Chris Jericho, he's been in the business, almost 30 years, I think? And he's done it all. And now this character that he's doing in AEW is fantastic. I've never seen him so determined and so, really, really gung-ho about the whole thing. It was exciting. We can't just bypass that. But the ending,
you can.
Electrifying. Huh?
Okay, you cannot doubt about Chris Jericho all his years of in the entertainment business in wrestling. He did make a name for himself, but he also needed Bengay. He needed Bengay because I tell you, there's a couple of things that he did that I'm pretty sure he was hurt. And then after the ending, when Tim Ambrose got him, I mean, he really needs to check himself because he's not young. But
I'm so glad.
It was a different Team Ambrose when you saw him now than a Team Ambrose when he was in the WWE.
He was electrifying. I loved him.
I
did not know who Jon Moxley was, but when I saw that guy coming out, and I said that Dean Ambrose, that's the only way I know him, that's the only name I know him, I was like at the edge of my seat. He was, oh my God, he was really, really good. That was the old Dean Ambrose, and I'm so happy he's back. I'm so happy.
Listen, Big Mama, but you don't have to forget about Omega. I mean, this guy had
going. He was good.
What is wrong with this guy? I mean, his hair, whoever is his hairstylist, they must have hit him with a frying pan because that hairstyle that this man had was crazy, as he is. He did stunts there that, I mean, for an old man to do, he did it also. I mean,
he's a young guy. He's not old. He went against an old guy, which is Chris Jericho. But he's a good wrestler, too. Very good wrestler,
Omega.
Too.
Omega.
I like the name.
You sound like the college lady. The college lady from Omega, Benga, Benga. You know?
I love the name. I love the name Omega.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's a great
name.
Name.
Yeah.
Well compared to Prince, right? Omega compared to Prince is a great name.
Yes. Yes. Chris, I'm sorry. We're just excited about the ending.
I know.
It's exciting.
Yeah. Well, that concludes our review for AEW Double or Nothing. So let's hear a round of applause for that.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay!
Love it!
Well, unless we have anything to talk about else, I guess this calls for the show over. Unless we have something else to talk about.
No.
Well, the only thing.
My part. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Big Mama.
WWE was, like I keep saying, boring and not uneventful besides the Memorial Day sketch. But other than that, it was uneventful. It wasn't exciting. And I you know me, Chris. I started cleaning the toilet, which means something compared. I rather clean the toilet.
Yeah, something flushed down the toilet, right?
Then see the toilet on the TV.
Yeah.
So that's my end, my final thought. Sorry.
I got a final thought for that. I mean, the final thought is this. Watch out, WWE, because AEW is coming after you. And they better get it going, because if not, a lot of wrestlers from WWE, I will see them in AEW. And guess what?
Yeah.
Bye-bye. And I was kind of a little disappointed on WWE this weekend.
Yep.
Wow. I mean, they should have stepped it up, but they did the step down. But, a big hand of applause for AEW. I hope they continue doing what they're doing and getting new wrestlers with a lot of spunk. And this is your Joker speaking, and you have a good night from my part.
Yes, good night, folks. And it was always a pleasure speaking to, with our son, Christian.
Yes, it's a good pleasure being with Christian and enjoying the wrestling world with him and watching the wrestling world with him also, Big Mama.
Yes, true.
Well,
very true.
Well, there's not much else to say except, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Christian Family Values. Join us again next Thursday where we discuss anything that's going on important. We could talk about WWE or we could talk more about AEW or anything. The show is limitless. We could do whatever the fuck we want. But anyway, until then, have a good night and enjoy the weekend. Other than that, good night, everybody.
Good night. Yay.
Good night.
Good night.
What? Well, that's it.